97.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Okay. Let's get that out of the way. Boom.
Hi there.
Here we are. Hi. Hi, everybody. Hi.
I'm going to be using a blunt instrument on Reese Witherspoon. Please do not mention the instrument I'm using.
All right. Very good.
I love her. She's so genuine.
Mm-hmm.
She's so real.
I know.
She needs the you-know-what.
A blunt instrument.
Go. She needs it. But first,
the voice.
Well, here's this ass singing to us again.
Two men side by side for 20 years.
20 years.
Such devotion makes me choke back tears.
Hi, Mike.
Listen, there ain't nothing
broke
back here.
Hi, Mike.
Stop it.
Thought that I should make that very clear.
Hi, Don.
Hi there.
It's a party without a beer. I love driving home with Don and Mike.
I forgot to tell you.
Yeah.
I got an email from him.
Yeah.
He was so excited about his appearance. He's working on other projects.
Oh.
He'll be in touch.
Good.
Wonderful. How exciting.
Writing more dumb songs for us.
He was vague enough to make me excited.
Uh-huh.
All right, well, there's the official theme. Thank you.
Yes.
That's what we need.
The official sanctioned theme.
It's lovely. That's
how exciting.
Very, very exciting.
It's a ballad, you know.
Now, you were talking about Reese Witherspoon about an hour ago.
No, my lady. Here she is. You know, I love her. She's so down to earth. She's not phony or anything.
Not a bit.
Here she is.
I hope to have more opportunities to just do more good work and create more women characters that I feel like are real, like have flaws and have talent.
I give you flaws.
The great thing about June was she wasn't just sort of the girlfriend, the wife, the long-suffer. She really had so many things that she fought with and struggled with in her mind. And she's an amazing lady. So I'd love to have more people write those kind of roles and do more roles like that.
Shut up!
What? That's the sound I'm kind of confused about right there.
Stuck in the bone.
In the bone.
Shut up.
Get right down in the bone there, boy.
Reese. So nice.
She's perky.
Very nice.
Reese. In her little 1950s cocktail dresses.
Red, white, and
oh, dear.
Stupid.
Wow.
That's what you are. Now you're red and white. There you go.
I think it's very nice that you're trying to put her back together.
Reese. No.
Nailing on the arm.
No amount.
Shut up!
It's not going to work.
Oh, no amount is going to put poor Reese.
Oh, for Reese.
Oh, Reese.
Put her
even the name is perky. Reese Witherspoon.
Reese.
Oh, and who says that the laughs don't originate right here in the main studio? No, even in the back room as we're going on the air.
Yes.
The lads back there are writing the comedy bits.
Good. Just, burning through number two pencils.
Every once in a while, granted, they do come up with something that's entertaining, yeah. Interesting.
This is John.
Hi, John.
Hello.
Such as from the internet with John, which we'll be talking about a moment ago.
Okay.
But right as we were going on the air, John came in with what he thought was some killer material.
Maybe not so much, but...
Well, no, you did. You did
it
run
made
in.
Me laugh.
You did run in the studio with it.
Well, now I can't wait.
And here's what it is. It's from something, .com, MSN Careers.
Okay. Ah.
Microsoft Careers. So, we're about to go on the air. And he comes right in and he says, check out number 6 and number 7. Okay. Keep in mind, we're about to go on the air. So
right.
I'm glancing at this and it's like today's most unpopular jobs, according to a survey. Okay, number 1, registered nurse. Number 2, machinist. There you go. Okay. Librarian, truck driver, pharmacist. That's number 5. And then they write down number 6,
uh-huh.
WJFK program director. Number 7, WJFK general manager.
Okay, thank you.
Hey.
I just like sharing.
Mildly amusing.
But funny.
So somebody doctored that list then. Yeah. They wouldn't be specific to one radio station.
Right, that was, and it was handwritten.
It's a real list, they'd be higher up.
He came running in with, hey, check this out. Number 6 and number 7.
Comedy, thy name is staph infection.
There you go.
Thank you for that visit to Comics Corner.
Now, John also did find something interesting.
Yes. That's interesting to me.
From Wong Katz.
Oh, yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Johnny.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Everybody familiar with the Wong Katz website?
Yeah, isn't she a little, slut?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a nice little slut. Anyway, here's what's on her.
Didn't she get her start slutting around?
I think so. I think that's right.
I think so. Well, this has some relevance to us, let's give this a moment.
Okay.
Although first, I think we should maybe...
But first,
see if we can take a call from someone who I don't think is very smart. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Looks like old fat boy's going to die, don't it?
What?
I was 24 last night.
Yes.
Edgar, and that pitiful moment he had with...
So,
yeah, sure looks like there's a chance.
Looks like he might die.
We're pulling for him.
I hope he makes it.
I do, too. I'm going to miss the fat boy if he leaves.
I don't think he's leaving. I think he's going to come back from the dead. Don't give up.
Mike, he's not dead yet, I think.
No, of course not.
Okay, well, thank you. Smartest caller thus far.
Jesus.
Smartest caller. I know it's only the first call we've taken thus far today.
But no. I wouldn't read anything into that USA Today article where the producer discusses writing him off the show either.
Oh, you're spoiling it.
Or the fact that all of America is talking about how Edgar is dead.
He ate nerve gas, you moron!
He's dead.
It's a little too late.
He's dead, dummy.
He sucked the nerve gas down.
Kind of like Mike if he doesn't give up the motorcycle, huh?
Oh, now you're going to talk about me dying on a motorcycle?
No. Let's talk
you
about
moron.
You.
Moron.
Let's talk about you.
You're the greatest idiot of the year.
Calling the show to say, first off, the reason that you went on the air right away is they put on the screen, got a guy calling to tell us the bulletin that something happened to Edgar on 24.
The bulletin? You mean the bulletin with the show that we all watch more than any other show?
That he might die?
He might die.
Why is it a bulletin when we all watched the show last night?
I didn't say it was a bulletin, but it was a bulletin.
Well, now, what did you say when you called Joe?
I said I just wanted to talk about it.
Yeah, but you indicated to us that... So, what do you think? You think he's going to die?
I mean, what do you think? Do you think he's going to die?
He's dead on the show.
Yeah. Mike, hold on. Let's get this guy's opinion.
One step at a time.
What do you think?
I'm just a little sensitive after that motorcycle comment.
I know.
Do you think he's going to die?
Yeah, pretty certain he's going to die.
More so now?
That's a dope. What a tool.
Honest to God, and so eager. So eager to get on the show.
Well, he's concerned about Edgar.
Really? What a tool.
I think 99.99999% of the audience
Edgar?
Knows that he sucked nerve gas
Edgar?
And died last night.
And then there's this guy.
Dead. Dead.
What is wrong with you?
Didn't you see when... That's right. He was saying, Chloe. And she said, the doors are sealed. And now his skin will mutate and he will turn into jello.
Well, with everyone that they work with, why were they only
trying to just bang some sense into your head? What was
I'm
that?
I'm being hit with the phone, right?
No.
No.
I'm prying open your skull now.
Look, there's nothing in there.
Bottle cap
there. There's literally nothing in there.
Oh, it's a broken condom in there. Now, how can a broken condom get in your skull?
I think you know.
I'm like,
seriously, what do you have to say for yourself?
My mom's a whore.
That's right. She sure is. So, seriously.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
What the hell was that?
A little radio interference.
Oh, is that?
Yeah.
Is that on the tape of the thing?
Thank you for...
not a properly erased tape cartridge, maybe?
Thank you for playing our little game. I mean, thank you for playing along with us. Now, if we could be serious for a second.
Yes, we should.
How many think Edgar is going to die?
No. There, hold on, you weren't asked. There are no hands up in the room. How many of you think Edgar is dead? That's everybody. Hi. Everybody raised their hand.
What about you?
My hand is up.
Well, your hand is up now.
Now.
Yes.
Put your other hand up.
Okay, both hands are up.
Very good. Make the sign of the cross.
Okay, done.
This is a discussion we had last week on the show about nails. You use metal nails, and you go through the hands, like I am now with this gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Through the left palm.
Wonderful.
Now through the right palm.
A crucifixion to start the show with. Hey, listen, you mentioned my motorcycle, sir. Could you do me a favor?
When
motorcycle season starts, do you think maybe I could rev the engine and you could put your mouth over the exhaust?
Now, there you go. Oh, that's got to hurt.
He's there. How much do you weigh, sir?
I weigh about 175.
I think we can all handle getting that pushed up into the ground. Then.
And now we have to drag him through the streets of Fairfax.
No problem. Because when it's the beginning of the show, we punish much more severely.
Yeah, well, I feel pretty broken.
I hope so.
I don't think you're, you know, I don't think you're telling the truth there. I don't think you're broken at all. I think you're enjoying every single minute of this.
No, I'm in pain, man.
All right, but seriously, dude, on 24 last night,
Edgar ate nerve gas. He you know,
seriously,
he died right in front of Chloe.
You know that.
Yes, he did.
Okay. Yes, he did. Now we're making progress.
All right.
That's
you're
right.
You're catching up.
Edgar died.
The only way that Edgar could come back on the show is as his twin brother, which I will say a prayer for.
That'd be great.
Jay. Yes.
That's what I'm
Jay
counting
Edgar.
On.
J. Edgar. Bergen. Edgar Bergen. There you go. Timely and topical.
Well, they were only sad about Edgar. Why weren't they, you know, have sorrowful faces when the rest of their employees were dying? You know, the one girl banged on the door like, eh,
you can thank the magic of Louis Lombardi, a great character actor.
You know, and I'm reminded now of a scene from Goodfellas right in the very beginning. Mm-hmm. What is that? Do we have a flat tire?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What? Pull over. Pull over. No, Tommy. No.
Art?
No, Tommy. No.
You?
No, Tommy.
No. Dad?
No, Tommy.
Then we got to bring the gun in for that one, too, to finish him off.
I will. But I'm still having such a good time prying him apart like this. Ass.
I don't know what to do it.
It's a very violent beginning to the show.
Edgar Style is dead! 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 Do you hear me?
I hear you.
How about now, punk?
Would you like to hear the quote from the producer of the show?
Or anything now, punk?
This is what they said to Louis Lombardi. The good news is you're one of the best characters on the show.
True.
The bad news is that, unfortunately, we have to kill you now.
Oh, dear.
Can it be any more clear than that?
And now, with your body, let's play whack-a-mole. Because, as you know, his body is riddled.
Now, he's covered with
this. This is the kind of whack-a-mole mole that if you miss the mole, your crowbar delves down into the wood.
His fatty, decomposing body.
But you're actually whacking moles like freckles, right?
Yes.
Moles whack-a-mole on Louis Lombardi.
Moles that hopefully will not have to be biopsied.
Chloe! Chloe! My moles! They're whacking my moles! To the point, Chloe!
Then we can play whack-a-tag.
Who sealed the room? Who sealed the room?
Edgar.
Jeez. I don't want to die like this.
Edgar.
There's hacking to do.
Edgar. Chloe.
Chloe, I'll never be able to climb on top of you like I wanted to.
You're goddamn right, Edgar. You are goddamn right. Okay, well, before we get into our in-depth discussion, although we've kind of already had it, about 24, here you go. This is what Johnny found from the Internet.
Yes?
Kind of interesting, in my humble opinion, from Wonkette. It starts with a letter from a guy who's in Iraq who writes to this Wonkette website. Just to let you know, the U.S. Marines have blocked access to Wonkette,
yes,
along with other sites such as personal email, Yahoo, AT&T, Hotmail, etc. Blogs that don't agree with the government, This is effective as of the, at the beginning of February.
How Soviet?
I have no problem with them blocking porn sites, but cutting off access to our email and possibly not towing the government line websites is a bit too much. Mm-hmm. So, the people from Wonkette looked into this.
Oh, good.
And here's what's on their front page today. Here's a brief update. We are originally going to say that we don't actually believe we here at Wonkette are being censored by anybody just because military computers in Iraq are being blocked from viewing our site. Our embedded operative, who sent us the initial, heads up and sent us an update. Now, this is good and bad.
Okay.
Here we go. There are 8 shows that have either been approved or denied by the United States military for our Marines in Iraq.
Okay, very good.
Here we go. Wonkette, forbidden. This page is categorized as forum/bulletin boards, politics/opinions.
Mm-hmm.
BillO'Reilly.com. Okay.
Approved?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
AirAmericaRadio.com.
That's the liberal.
Forbidden.
Wow.
Yeah.
This page is categorized as Internet Radio TV Politics slash Opinion.
Okay.
Rush Limbaugh. RushLimbaugh.com.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
ABC News. ABCNews.com. The Note. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Website of the Al Franken Show. AlFrankenShow.com.
Yeah.
Forbidden. This page is categorized as Internet Radio TV Public Opinion. Politics Opinion.
Uh-huh.
Two more. G. Gordon Liddy. LiddyShow.us. Okay.
Of course.
Man. And then, here you go as the wild card.
Uh-huh.
Beautiful. The Don and Mike Show. DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Uh-huh.
Forbidden. And we get the most verbiage. This page is categorized as profanity, entertainment, /recreation/hobbies.
Oh, my God.
True.
Huh.
Bam.
So they can't listen to us over there on the Internet?
They can't go to our website.
Not anymore.
Oh, my God.
Can't go to our website in Iraq.
How many guys have come back there or even gotten in touch with us from over there that have enjoyed this show and listened to this show? That's crap.
None since February.
Crap. I agree.
Wow.
I agree. I mean, I don't know why
they
would
be afraid. Be very afraid.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Man, they are sensitive.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
I don't know.
I'm nuts.
Buzz, you just got to be...
Are you ready for some football?
I hope I didn't have anything to do
Buzz,
with that.
Buzz, this might be a chance horny. For you really
uh-huh.
to do some investigating. You
right.
really should do that.
Find out why.
Just to track it down, you know, use mm-hmm. the things we were all taught in journalism school,
right.
you know?
Right.
And find out what the... Because I'd love
I didn't
to know.
Go to journalism school. That's funny.
I think, really, you should track it down and see where the hell it originates.
I'll see what I can do.
Because I would think that that would not necessarily come from anywhere but, you know, the political... hallways here.
The military.
I mean, I can't see like a general even being aware of us.
Or caring,
and,
normally.
Now here we go at DonandMikeWebsite.com.
Yeah?
Yes. Greetings. Did you know that you are apparently censored on all military computers overseas? My brother wrote to say your site is now officially blocked.
I don't get that.
Wow.
You know.
Well, I mean,
for being a little pissant show on 29 radio stations... You know, why do they care?
Why do they care, and where does this come from? And I think there's got to be, well, you know, what's the worst you can get is a no comment if you call the Pentagon and just find out what the who's making these decisions?
Oh,
that, yeah, that would be
I never thought
right.
of our show as subversive.
It was not described that way.
No.
No, it was hobby. It was, yeah.
Now, but they can listen to Liddy.
Right.
That was okay.
His son was a SEAL.
So was Limbaugh.
So it sounds okay if you're doing the company line.
Ours said profanity. You know, other than the occasional goddamn,
mm-hmm.
that's about it.
Right.
Entertainment, recreation, hobbies.
Hobbies.
Sounds like what our working guys and gals over there on the front lines need. Some entertainment, some recreation.
And some hobbies.
Some hobbies.
You know, this is a chance for you to really call the, you know, be Buzz Burbank CBS Radio. You can throw all the other crap out and call and ask for a quote.
Do it. Do it today, especially when you're on your goofball pills.
You see what I got?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you all hopped up on medication.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, howdy.
How you guys doing? I have a question for you.
Yes.
You know,
when you pick your tunes when you open the show up, and Rob is always hollering about it has no melody, predominantly the soul tunes you pick. I wonder what would Rob play open your show up.
Rob would play probably something by an all white southern band. Rob
David
is,
Allen Co.
Rob is very big into Lynyrd Skynyrd.
I like Loverboy.
Marshall Tucker Band.
Like yeah.
He likes Willie Nelson.
38 Special.
Lone Star and Pat Boone.
Better.
My guess would
That's
be
a good one. I think Don won 38 special.
My guess, he probably would open up with like Puff the Magic Dragon or something.
No, that's too folksy. Rob likes more hardcore country.
And besides, that's a drug song.
Charlie Daniels.
What we've got is another guy who really gets it. Mm-hmm. Another guy who gets it.
Bye-bye.
I do encourage him to try to think like I would think, though.
Rob likes to continuously listening to Charlie Daniels' classic, The South's Gonna Do It Again.
South's Gonna Rise Again.
Mm-hmm. Do it again. South's Gonna
Stand corrected. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I have both versions.
Hello. Yeah.
The album version.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
I work for a major insurance company in the Washington, D.C. area. And to be able to listen to you guys at work within the past month, they've blocked your site as a restricted website.
At work?
Yeah.
Well, now that just, what are you laughing about?